This is our city, and this was Mexico. You can't kick us out of the land that was ours.
Donald Trump! Fascism! Let our people free!
Let our people free!
Suelta nuestra gente!
What's the wind blower for?
Just for the fucking tear gas to blow it back at those motherfuckers. If you have a fucking blower, bring it up! Push him back! We will not do 1992 again with your fucking tanks! I was 12 then! I'm 44 now! I will die for my fucking kids! And all of these young people are here are my fucking kids! Because I'm an LA native mom! These are my fucking children you're fighting! You! Made your best! If you can hear me, expect me to your office on Monday for attacking my children!
If you could say something to Donald Trump right now, what would he say?
Donald Trump, you can suck my left nut, you can get...
It's just wow, man. Just wow. Welcome back for another episode. Gavin Newsom decided it would be a good idea to file a temporary restraining order against the Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, who got drilled in Congress today, by the way, and Donald Trump. Now, the mayor of L.A. continues to say that there is no violence. Check this out.
And even those who were out of step with what we are advocating, peaceful protest, did not create any violence. Nobody was shot. Nobody was killed. Get it in your head. And so when martial law is called, what are you going to say? I missed the point. Don't miss the point, you all. Don't think that somehow, because they called out the National Guard, there was violence. There was no violence. I was on the street. I know. And I went from downtown detention back out into the community, talking to people, what happened in Paramount, what happened in Compton, what happened in Inglewood. So, first of all, get it straight. And don't just rely on what you're being told or the few incidents that you saw.
No violence, she says. None whatsoever. I guess the law enforcement officers that were getting pelted in the head with rocks underneath the overpass might disagree with you, but according to the good old mayor there, the only reason there's no violence is because nobody was shot or killed, even though I saw reports about bodies being found over by where stores were getting looted last night. But according to her, no violence. Now, Trump got asked today why he ended up basically invoking Title 10 and bringing up the National Guard underneath federal status, and here's why.
So in 2020, I was a governor of a neighboring state to Tim Walz and watched him let his city burn. And the president and I have talked about this in the past, and he was not going to let that happen to another city and to another community where a bad governor made a bad decision. So Claudia Sheinbaum came out and encouraged more protests in L.A., and I condemn her for that. She should not be encouraging violent protests that are going on. If people are allowed to peacefully protest, but the violence that we're seeing is not acceptable, and it's not going to happen in America. This president is standing up for the average American who wants to walk their child to school every day safely, run their small business, and provide for their families. That's the action that he's taken. He has every authority under the Constitution to send these National Guard under Title 10 into these communities and make sure that operations go smoothly, that law enforcement officers are protected, that they can continue to do their work without fear of being injured or killed or disrespected, and that they can go home to their families at night. So I'm incredibly proud of the president for activating the National Guard and for sending in these Marines, because these Marines are specifically trained to meet the need that we have on the ground in LA right now. And Governor Newsom has done a disservice to the state of California for many years. The people there should never elect him into a leadership position ever again.
Now, there was no reports until late last night that actual National Guard members or federal troops were on the streets in LA. Instead, they were guarding federal property that had been vandalized, broken into, had freaking windows busted out, also in like all sorts of crap, massive crowds outside of them. You had the National Guard that was over there standing. But last night we started getting reports of them hitting the streets down in Santa Ana. And now it also looks like they are on the street over inside of LA. However, they are directly within like very close proximity to some of these federal sites.
A live look right here from Santa Ana, California, as we do see that National Guard members are at the ready.
All right, cool. So the National Guard hit the street. Now the big question is it legal? Because that's what a federal judge is going to be asked to look at. here you've actually got the document that, you know, Gavin Newsom ended up filing for the temporary restraining order. And as you can see, it's ex parte, meaning they didn't notify Trump. They sent him a copy, but not before it ended up making its way into the court. So, question, what does the law actually, well, first, let's actually look at what this TRO, or the motion for a temporary restraining order, actually says. Now, this is the legal justification that Newsom ended up giving the judge when he asked for his temporary restraining order. And it says, to put it bluntly, there is no invasion or rebellion in Los Angeles. There is civil unrest that is no different from episodes that regularly occur in communities throughout the country, and that is capable of being contained by state and local authorities working together. Now, if that is the case, then why, oh, why was there nothing but National Guard members surrounding the federal buildings? Good question. Now, Gavin Newsom used those words for a reason. This is Title 10 U.S. Code 12406, National Guard and Federal Service Call. I want you to take a look at number two there. It says, there is a rebellion or danger of a rebellion against the authority of the government of the United States. And then it continues on down at the bottom. The president may call into federal service members of the units of the National Guard of any state in such numbers as he considers necessary to repel the invasion, comma, suppress the rebellion, comma, or execute those laws. Now, that part of it to me is very, very particular, because what the crowds are doing is they're trying to interfere with ICE. They're rebelling against ICE enforcing federal law. I can't say that clearly enough. Now, Trump made a very hard decision whether or not to send in the National Guard. And in his own words, he's actually been there before.
You have to remember, I've been here before, and I went right by every rule, and I waited for governors to say, send in the National Guard. They wouldn't do it. They wouldn't do it. And they just wouldn't do it. It kept going on and on, got worse and worse. And in Minneapolis, that city was burning down 7 days, and I said, I don't care. The governor, who's a governor that just happened to be running for vice president, a total, you talk about an incompetent governor, he's an incompetent person, that he was picked. Well, I was actually very happy he was picked for other reasons. But this guy wouldn't call the National Guard. And we ultimately just sent in the National Guard. We stopped it. But that was after 7 days. And I said to myself, if that stuff happens again, we've got to make faster decisions, because they don't want to do it. The radical left, it's usually radical left, and it's usually governors that are Democrat, and they don't want to call them in. They don't want to save lives. They don't want to save property. They don't want to call them in. I don't know what it is. We sent them in, not early, we sent them in late, as far as I'm concerned.
Now, as far as what I can read in Title 10 under the code that I put up on the screen, it certainly appears like the president is acting well within his authority, because number one, you do have people that are standing up against the federal power to arrest those individuals who are here in this country illegally. More so, they're trying to intervene through all of these different riots, and they have assaulted police officers who are attempting to do their job. But Gavin Newsom doesn't see it that way. As a matter of fact, he actually got caught in a lie today, according to Fox News.
Gavin Newsom, after President Trump said in the noon hour in the Oval Office that he called him yesterday or the other day, Gavin Newsom tweeted the following. He said, quote, there was no call, not even a voicemail. Americans should be alarmed that a president deploying Marines on our streets doesn't even know who he's talking to. Well, President Trump contacted me from Air Force One on his way to Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Where he'll be in just a little while. He said the first call to Gavin Newsom was not picked up. The second call Gavin picked up, we spoke for 16 minutes. I told him to essentially, quote, and this is quoting the president, get his ass in gear and stop the riots, which were out of control more than anything else. This shows what a liar he is. Said I never called. So here is the evidence. And here is the call log that the president sent me from his phone. This was June the 7th. Now, granted, this was on Saturday. But look, there's 1:22 o'clock in the morning, which would have been 10 o'clock at night, 10:22 at night, California time. There was an outgoing call for 4 seconds. And then there was an outgoing call for 16 minutes. So that from the president, which says is proof that he spoke to Gavin Newsom early in the morning, our time, late at night, Friday night, would have been June 6th.
Well, there you go. So there's a phone call, but wouldn't you know it, there might actually be another piece of evidence that President Trump, in fact, did call Gavin Newsom, and I think it actually comes from Gavin Newsom himself.
I mean, it's, again, sober and serious moment. Meanwhile, can I just add, you know, And this is why I told the president, just get it over with. Arrest me. Move on. If you need some head to scalp, do it with me. But stop messing with these kids. Stop messing with four-year-olds, kids in elementary school. We've got kids. We have hundreds.
Okay, so apparently he did talk to the president because he told the president to arrest him. And it was on the deployment of the U.S. Marines and the National Guard that Gavin Newsom was speaking on. So either you talked to him or you didn't. So now we got to wonder, if you didn't talk to the president, did you lie to the American people when you told the president to arrest you? Or were you lying to the American people when you said you never talked to the president? Good question. Politicians are not about to be left out either. Speaker of the House Johnson didn't feel like being left out of the conversation.
The president said, possibly in jest, that if he were Tom Homan, he would arrest Gavin Newsom. Do you believe that Newsom should face consequences in a legal way?
That's not my lane. I'm not going to give you legal analysis on whether Gavin Newsom should be arrested, but he ought to be tarred and feathered, I'll say that. I mean, look, he's standing in the way of the administration and the carrying out of federal law, right? He is applauding the bad guys and standing in the way of the good guys. He's a participant, an accomplice in our federal law enforcement agents being not just disrespected, but assaulted. This is a serious problem, and the governor is now filing a lawsuit against the president. What a joke. Do your job, man. That's what I tell Gavin Newsom. Do your job. Stop working on your rebranding and be a governor.
All right, so he's not standing up for the rule of law. He feels like he should be tarred and feathered, but he didn't necessarily say whether or not he should be arrested. Okay, fair enough. But what if I told you that there is even more damning evidence that exists that the state of California is 1,000% trying to launch either an A, insurrection, or B, a violent rebellion, and it was being done through legal channels. Here you actually have the director of the Los Angeles Unified School District claiming that he ordered the police to interfere with federal law enforcement officers.
Who in their right mind would accept that reality? So I wanted to be reassuring to our community. Every single graduation site is a protected site. I have directed our own police force to redouble their efforts and establish perimeters of safety around graduation sites to intervene with any federal agency who may want to take action during these joyous times that we call graduation. Not on our watch.
Intervene and interfere if the federal police go to arrest somebody. God forbid a pedophile get taken off the street at a freaking graduation ceremony if they know where he's at. This man over here, 1,000%. If there was ever a doubt before in your mind that there was an insurrection or some type of a rebellion taking place, at least on the state level, this, ladies and gentlemen, should secure that in your mind, that it is in fact happening. And the president is well beyond his authority to call upon federal troops in order to go in and secure those locations so that they can enforce the law. I will remind you that the whole reason the president can do that, as written in U.S. code, is right here in the middle of your screen. May call on them to execute those laws. And right now we've got police officers that are interfering with it, according to the Los Angeles School District. But it's not just Gavin Newsom that's pissed off about this whole thing. No. Wouldn't be complete without congressmen and representatives from California as well.
Peacefully protesting is an American right. It's part of the rich tradition of our country. Burning cars, looting, and destroying property are crimes. And anyone who takes advantage of this situation and engages those crimes should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. State and local law enforcement have repeatedly said they have the resources necessary to handle the situation. It is completely un-American and needlessly provocative for Donald Trump to deploy National Guard and Marines to Southern California. So I'm going to talk about the National Guard first. The legal authority Trump is using is 10 U.S.C. Section 12406. I encourage all of you to read it. It very specifically says the only way he can do this is through the orders of the governors of the states. Governor Newsom clearly has not given this order. The National Guard...
False. The order is actually supposed to be passed down through the governor. So the president tells the governor, I am taking charge. That's what he does.
Troops are following unlawful orders. I ask every National Guard person who is under this order to read the order, to see if it came from Governor Newsom, and then to read the law, and then decide for themselves if they are following unlawful orders.
Holy cow. So now he's stating to National Guard members, don't follow the orders of the President of the United States of America. Again, saying that there is not some type of insurrection or rebellion is absolutely ludicrous at this point. Also claiming that the state and local police officers had the ability to protect the property and that they didn't need any additional help. Well, then why, oh, why does stuff like this occur where the frickin' property is completely and totally vandalized? Where were the police then? Apparently, they weren't able to control it. So then I guess the last question that really goes in is whether or not the federal agents being there and the troops being there under Title 10 authority actually makes the situation worse.
Supervisor Barger, let me first ask you this. Are the protests or the ICE raids having a bigger impact on the city of Los Angeles?
Well, right now, I would argue the protests are having a bigger impact on what is taking place downtown. I mean, this is not peaceful protests. These are anarchists who are going in and really opportunists. They're taking advantage of a situation that unfortunately continues to escalate. So right now, my concern are the protesters, not the peaceful, which we saw when they were downtown supporting, David Huerta. I think it's important for us to recognize that they are coming in peace, but there are those that are embedded that are really attacking law enforcement. This is not about ICE. This is about completely dismantling law enforcement.
Peaceful, ladies and gentlemen, peaceful protests. They had the right to peacefully assemble, right? There's no violence taking place whatsoever. There's no reason the president should have had to call for the National Guard to actually defend the federal buildings. And all of the National Guard troops, by the way, that are currently on the street are within just a few blocks of federal locations. So they're still guarding federal facilities. At the end of the day, some judge is going to sit back and decide whether or not what the president did was lawful. And it's going up through a Clinton-appointed judge, which you might guess is probably going to side with Gavin Newsom. And then it's just going to go up the chain from there. So any TRO that might be granted is going to be just that, temporary. Because anybody that has two eyeballs knows that the president of the United States is well within his authority at this point to enact the appropriate title code to call upon the National Guard. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. I'm your host, Matt Tardio. Peace, love, happiness, and God bless. I'm out of here.